Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Do you hear me?
I don't hear myself.
There, I hear myself. 9 o'clock hour. I got it. We used to call it the open line hour. But lines mean so much different than they did 20 years ago when we only had phones. We've got texts. We've got emails. We've got snap this and that and all different forms of communication. And this is the hour where it's completely open to any topic about your home, castle, or cabin. So it's our now. Are you ready? This is going to floor you.
Yeah.
Our open home hour.
No, that's more appropriate.
There you go.
I think that's high time.
This is our open home hour. We talk about all things home-related. And if you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can send text questions to 411-923. And you can also send emails to info@rosieonthehouse.com if you need to snap a picture to help describe the situation or project you're working on, send that to info@rosieonthehouse.com. If you need one of our 2019 home maintenance calendars, you can pick one up today at our Rosie on the House Sanderson Ford Promotion Transit that's on site at Marvell in Mesa today. Marvell Masonry and Building Supply is a great local resource for masonry and hardscape building materials made for life and made for the desert, made for sustainability. They've got a grand reopening of their outdoor design center they just remodeled. Our promotion team is on site today. They've got a ton of giveaways. You can enter and win a 30th anniversary Rosie on the House toolbox. You can pick up a home maintenance calendar. They've got Diamondbacks baseball tickets they're giving away. They've got Arizona State Park passes they're giving away. Belgard and Marvell is offering 12-month interest-free, same-as-cash financing for projects that I think only like it. We'll get the details. We're going to bring Mr. Gonzalez on, but a small percentage, if Belgard products are approved, can finance your whole landscape design project. If you're looking to do a project yourself or learn about how to work with hardscape materials, at 10 o'clock they're doing a do-it-yourself session on how to install a seating wall in your backyard. Yeah. The food truck is on site, and they're serving tacos and quesadillas and nachos. And it's Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, yes, it is.
They're giving geraniums and plants away to mothers that stop by.
And that's at the Marvell in Mesa.
1113 South Country Club Drive, yep. Just north of the 60. Now, if you are interested in a hardscape project and you're not in the Mesa area or you can't get there before 2, but you're interested in the 12-month same as cash finance option, you can just pull into any of 7 Marvell Masonry locations throughout the state. Let them know you heard about the finance program on Rosie on the House, and they'll get your name down. And you know, no decision has to be made today. Just stop in, let them know you're interested, set up your time to start your design process, and take it from there.
Well, that's awful generous of them. Thank you, Marvell, for doing that for our Rosie on the House listeners.
Been a partner a long time. We've been a customer of Marvell a long time. I still have, and it's the only wheelbarrow I've ever bought, my Jackson wheelbarrow from Marvell. It was when they were on 32nd Street. They've actually moved around the corner to Greenway now.
Yes, yeah.
At their North Phoenix location. That wheelbarrow is probably 25 years old and still used daily to bring manure from the horse stalls to the arena to spread out and control flies.
They last longer on horse manure than they do wet concrete. So does the person on the wheelbarrow. They last longer, too.
But a great spot for great masonry and building material products. Phoenix made a number of Phoenix cities made it the top 100 list. Have you ever heard of 55places.com?
I have not.
I hadn't either, but I pulled this out of Builders Online. It's the online resource for Builders Magazine. And this is a seventh annual list of the 100 most common, the 100 most popular active adult communities for 2019. And this survey takes into account four different things. The unique page views to that individual community, the number of times a user has bookmarked that community, the number of internal sales leads, and the number of home sales converted. So they use those four equations to put together the top 100 most popular active adult communities in America. There's over 2,000 55-plus communities in Arizona, and five states make up 80% of those. I'm sure you can guess most of those.
And none of them are north of Mason-Dixon line, are they?
You know, surprisingly, New Jersey was number third.
Oh, wow.
But that was the only one.
New Jersey?
New Jersey, buddy.
I'm guessing it's people that are retiring out of New York and still have family in the city.
Well, that's
and they don't want to go all the way south to Florida that was number one with 40 communities. Arizona was number two with 17. New Jersey was 10th. There were some surprising lists of Arizona communities that made it on here.
Well, you know, when talking about Arizona, but if we focus it down just a little bit to Maricopa County, we're still like the top one or two, three fastest growing counties in the whole country.
So in the top 100 list, 12 of those were in Maricopa County, four in Pinal and one in Yavapai. I was quite surprised Green Valley was not on there, and I thought that's just a great job that they've done at keeping it quiet.
That secret spot.
Yeah. Sun City Grand was the first Arizona listing that made the list at number nine. But you know what? It was the fourth Sun City listing. I had no idea Del Webb was building these all over the place. They've got Sun City communities in Florida, Texas, South Carolina, Illinois, Nevada, Georgia, and California. And Sun City Grand came in ninth. That was the top list of our Arizona. And all the other Sun Cities were on there. Grand, like I said, was at ninth. The original Sun City was 11th. West was 16th. Festival was 17th. And that one surprised me because they actually have a school. Like, I think it goes up to 8th grade.
Seriously.
How do you have a school and a 55-plus?
I don't know.
I thought that was counterproductive, but it made the list. Pebble Creek. Then there was a Florence one, Sun City Anthem in Florence. I didn't know they were doing a Sun City in Florence. Saddlebrook was the top one that broke in for Pinal County. Prescott Lakes was the winner for Yavapai. And that entire list is at 55places.com. If you're looking to bring relatives in from out of the state, there's a great resource to help them look if they're looking to move into one of those 55-plus communities. It was interesting. This is a national website, but it was interesting. It all did start off of Del Webb Sun City, started in the 1960s in Arizona.
Started a whole industry.
Yeah. Well, congratulations for making the top 100. Like I said, over 2,000. That's to get 17 in our state.
Where it all began, some to say. But I have been reading that they're not growing as fast as they were. And a part of that will just be the natural demographics. But, you know, a lot of the couples that end up in those communities end up a little bit separated from the grandkids. You know, if they do move here from the north, they've got the grandkids in Chicago, and they're in Phoenix. Of course, they'll be up there for the summers or whatnot. But that's... I know I don't think I could ever get Jennifer that far from the grandkids. I just wanted to move to Rio Verde, and she squashed that.
So you got some pretty scenery in Rio Verde. I think it's going to be a bad season. We've talked about this before for snakes, and there are numerous articles every week that are getting published about it. So keep an eye out and know who to call. And Green Valley, speaking of Green Valley, They've got the Green Valley Fire District is a group of volunteers who deal with snakes and Gila monsters, and they're on an average of 5 to 6 calls a day right now. There was also another article posted on Tucson.com, home of the Tucson's Daily Star, talking about rattlesnakes. And the rigid-nosed rattlesnake is protected. That's not one you could just...
Dispatch,
exactly. Now, luckily, that one is very hard to find. In fact, I've never even seen it. It's only in one mountain range. It borders Arizona, New Mexico, and Wilcox. But rattlesnakes, diamondbacks, you can dispatch if you got a shovel and just so qualified to do so. But not all fire departments will deal with them. Most of your insect pest control companies don't deal with that. Game and Fish doesn't send out dispatchers if you're dealing with sidewinders or diamondbacks or Mojave rattlesnakes. You know, the funny thing when it mentioned that rigid nose was, has everyone ever stopped long enough to identify what kind of rattlesnake that is?
Oh,
they've all got that, and that's all you really
rattlesnake
need to know. Not sitting there worrying about which one of the 13 species this one is.
Yeah. Ask him next time.
But Game and Fish does have a number of great resources for living with wildlife, and they break it down. Javelinas, bears. There's a mountain lion that's roaming in the Catalina Mountains right now. They've got on game trails. So it's as the summer heat comes in, so does the wildlife searching for water primarily. But, you know, a little Fifi dog's a lot easier to catch than Bunny Fufu out there in the wild plains.
Yeah, not quite the experience running for its life that little Bunny Fufu has. But any ideas you might need for living with wildlife in and about and around the backyard or front yard, you can get some of those ideas today at Marvell for the new re-grand opening of their Mesa Design Center at 1113 South Country Club Drive.
It's a day of savings all over Arizona. If you've got, once you're done getting your hardscape picked out, you can get over to Sanderson Ford and get 20% off all 2019 Ford Edges. This is a special deal for the Phoenix market only. They're testing out 2019 Ford Edges. It is 20% off the purchase price, $23,900. They've got $14,500 off of 2019 Ford F-150 XLT Super Crew four-wheel drive. But that's today, because Sanderson Ford is never open on Sunday. 51st Avenue, south of Glendale at Maryland. Sanderson Ford is a proud partner of Rosie on the House, and we're proud to partner with Sanderson Ford for their simple business philosophy that people just deserve to be treated right. If car buying is on your to-do or you're ready for your new Ford vehicle, make it a Sanderson Ford. But make it on Saturday, not open on Sunday.